is URN
University Radio Nottingham.
That's right, and we now go over to a story with Antonio about the contraceptive pill.
Right, yeah, so I've got this article here from The Guardian, does the pill cause depression? So the pill's been linked to depression, and doctors can no longer ignore it. Basically, the hormonal contraceptives, they're used by 3.5 million women in the UK alone. And this new study has come out from the University of Copenhagen, which has confirmed the link between hormonal contraceptives and depression. So, like, within this study, there's 1 million Danish women from the ages of 15 to 34 were tracked for 13 years. The research found it showed that women taking the combined oral contraceptives were 23% more likely to be diagnosed with depression. And teens were even shown to be at the greatest risk of 80% more likely. So it is a severe, dramatic risk. And also that other hormone-based methods were equally detrimental according to this study. So such as the coil, the patch, or the ring. The research was limited because women who experience depression, they're obviously less likely to carry on taking the pill. But yeah, so the long-term study was necessary before kind of a serious talk on this issue could take place, or a change to how hormonal contraceptives are prescribed. Because when we go to the doctors, they'll very easily just prescribe the pill without kind of warning us of these impacts, which have now been brought to light from this study. However, after the study was released, the experts claimed that women should not be alarmed or discontinue taking the pill. One expert even tried to dismiss the link with depression in the pill as more likely a result of teen heartbreak rather than actually like a significant risk from the hormones which are being injected, which shows this research sadly is still not being taken seriously. Contraceptive for men is currently under experimentation, but a contraceptive pill for men had previously been terminated because of a study by WHO that revealed it would negatively impact their emotional well-being. So it's just funny that this hasn't been the same for women. The medical establishment is very quick to deny the link between the pill and depression. However, the people who did the survey in Denmark plans to focus next on researching the association between hormonal birth control and committing suicide, which was flagged up in 1970 in the Nelson pill hearings in America, but has not been touched upon since. So I think it's coming now into the forefront again, kind of this discussion about whether the pill does have a link to depression and whether we should focus on it and kind of make young people aware. So what does everyone think of this?
I thought this was quite an interesting article because, as you said, it's been the largest study completed, like, entirely on women's contraception. I think there was about, 1 million Danish women who were in this.
Yeah.
And it was done over 13 years as well. So I think it's quite interesting. It's given us a kind of different perspective, as it were, on the pill. But I think it was interesting what you brought up about the idea of gender and how, like, women are expected to carry on with the pill, whereas there's, like, this emotional kind of understanding towards men that you don't necessarily get with women. I don't know if anyone else found that pretty interesting as well.
Really interesting. Poor you, Jasper, the only boy here with four girls.
Yeah.
I don't really understand where it all stems from, because there are so many examples, like, not only in sort of the news and stuff, but also just with, like, friends of mine who have experienced, like, mood changes or, like, depression and stuff. But yet when the male contraceptive comes out, they're like, oh no, we can't
possibly
let it affect the man's emotions when it's very clearly
affecting women. They're obviously not taking it seriously.
People have committed suicide because of the pill. That's mad. Like, and it's like, it's on. I'm a little bit of an expert on the pill. I know quite a few of them, so just, you're very interested in it. But there's one pill, like, called Cocoprindiol, Dianet. It's meant to really help your skin. And that pill, like, increases your chance of getting blood clots. And someone died because they were on a plane and got a blood clot.
Yeah,
just because of the pill. Like, that's mad. Just because they want to, you know, have sex. They then die because of that. That's just ridiculous. And I don't understand. And what you said about doctors giving it out so freely.
Readily, yeah.
Whenever you go, they're just like, here, take this. That's what you need to do. But then again, what are the other options? Like, what?
Well, yeah, I spoke to a doctor recently asking him, like, oh, do you think the pill has any correlation with depression? Just to see what a doctor's point of view was. And he was very quick to be like, oh, there's not enough evidence. I'm not sure I could be, like, safe in saying that. So they just won't make you aware of it. But then he told me that he had been to a trial in which someone had died and committed suicide on Dianet, that pill you were talking about. So it is interesting to see, oh, he'd actually been to court about it, yet he was very freely giving it out still. But there was, you know, you can't say it, but it's whether it's worth taking the pill for a medical thing.
I've like, and if you Google, I do this quite often because every now and then I'm like, maybe I should go on the pill, like, and then I like Google all these different types of pill, and then it comes up with like conversations that people have had, and some people literally like, do not go on this pill, like, ruin my life, I got like depression, I got this, I got that, like, it made me gain weight, like everything. And I'm obviously, when I read that, I'm like, no, I'm not, I can't do this.
And I think the case with the Dianette pill, I remember speaking to someone about it being actually banned in America. And I think perhaps America are taking the whole issue a lot more seriously, but Britain obviously aren't. They're still prescribing very freely
Cosoprindiol,
yeah, otherwise known as Dianette. I've been on Dianette. It's not a nice pill, and I definitely wouldn't recommend it to anybody. And I think it is. It's kind of a dangerous route to go down. I went on it personally for my skin, and it made you kind of think things, do things that you just not yourself, and it's a really like hormone and mind altering kind of thing to get into
that you have to take seriously.
You have to take seriously, and in Britain, like, your doctors are still, their GPs are handing it out very freely, and it's just, for me, I just wouldn't ever recommend it. It's not a risk that you should take.
I guess people are handing it out freely because I think that doctors think, you know, you don't really know, each person's body is different, and you don't know what people are going to, how a body's going to react to that. So you can't necessarily say one person's going to gain weight, one person's going to get depression, one person's going to get really bad skin, because you could, but at the same time, you couldn't, you know? So
no, it's true, there's side effects. There's side effects with everything, but I think it's more a point of making the public aware that there is a serious link and not dismissing it entirely. People can choose, like, oh, actually, why am I feeling like this? Why am I depressed? Oh, wait, it could be because of the pill, rather than thinking it's something else. This is like a significant factor.
Absolutely, there definitely is not enough awareness, like, actually given to you when you are prescribed a drug like that. There's not given up, like, by the GP, by the prescriber, there isn't any information given up, oh, this might affect you in this way. And also, there's, like, also the question, if so many people, I mean, there's a lot of people not being affected, and of course different people are affected differently, but if so many people are being affected like that, and there are so many examples of cases where people are dying of suicide, people are dying of blood clots, why is it actually being allowed? Why is it legal?
It's just like, it's either that, it's basically either you take the pill and you don't get pregnant, or you don't take the pill and then risk that you might possibly get a bit depressed or whatever it is, or you don't take the pill and your chance of getting pregnant. So it's like, you have to choose. Because what are the other options? Like, there's no natural, I've like looked into it big time, there's no natural way of there's no natural contraception really, except like using the sort of you know, like your menstruation. I was going to say about a friend of mine who lives in the US. She has a device called Daisy or something, and you basically take your temperature every day, literally every single morning as soon as you wake up, and it tells you, it gives you a red light, orange light, or green light. So red light being you definitely can't have unprotected sex. Orange light being like you can, you're at risk, and red light. And then green light, but I guess to have sex. But then apparently the difficulty is that you get sort of mostly orange lights, quite a few red lights, and the odd green light like every now and then. So it's sort of pointless, and it costs like $500. So,
but how does that actually work with taking your temperature and being linked to how fertile you are?
Temperature gets high, I think, when you're ovulating or when you're fertile. So there'll be a slight increase in temperature. Okay. But again, it's not really enough, like, trustworthy enough to use for like a contraceptive. But I think there should just be more into like alternatives now, maybe thinking up alternatives, and obviously men as well doing their part.
What do you think about men's contraceptives?
Would you be happy to take it, Jasper?
Well, I think it would be a good idea. I mean, I don't really have any personal obviously experience with the pill or anything, but I was quite surprised to hear from you guys that there's not a lot of really support from like the NHS, for example, saying that it's potentially going to cause depression, it's going to potentially have these side effects. So I think that there does need to be something done to enable a lot of women to question, like, why is this happening? So studies like this really help, obviously, because it helps to generate a kind of consensus towards understanding the pill's effects. But I think there does need to be more done, especially for women, because there's just this assumption from doctors that you can give them the pill and they'll be fine. There's no like emotional kind of understanding surrounding it.
And I don't know, the whole thing with weight gain and the pill, that's something that's quite controversial as well, because I don't... Because I've been to the doctor about possibly, literally, honestly, I've been given like 5 packets of the pill and then just left them in my room for ages. Yes, I'm too scared to go on them. So literally read the like side effects, this huge page, and just like put that away. Yeah. It's like 1 in 1,000 people. I'm like, mummy, this could 1 in 1,000 person could be me. I'm not prepared to do it. But with the doctor's like, oh no, you like it's impossible. Like it's you don't actually gain weight. Blah blah blah. But then all my friends are like, yes, you do. Like, but then apparently it increases your appetite. So.
Yeah, no, I definitely found I gained weight. I was in France and suddenly I just had this huge stomach and I was like, am I eating too much cheese or what? And I was like, no, it's not me. But it's funny also about there hasn't actually been much public fury about this kind of survey with the feminists, the like women's, because the pill was seen as like a women's liberation thing, like, oh, we can have sex just like men can have sex. So it's funny, this isn't actually been taken that seriously by feminists across...
Well, do they like the pill? They think it's...
Yeah, they're very like slow to kind of... say it's a bad thing, criticise it. Yeah, they're very slow because they don't want, they like the fact that it's a kind of women's liberation thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're very slow to kind of discredit it.
There was love, you're on the other side of the fence because you are on a pill and it doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah, no, I've been on Regavidon, something like that for 2 years now, and I would say I haven't really gained much weight at all and haven't felt depressed or anything. So I just take it purely so I can regulate my periods, and I guess all the contraceptive methods such as the coil isn't as natural in a way, because you are stopping that natural sort of flow.
That's it.
And that's what I didn't want at all. So
it's kind of scary. Like everyone's like, oh, it's so great.
No, it's not.
Sorry, it's great. Furious. I don't have to have a period, but then it's like, well, isn't that a bit worrying? Like, we're all women, we should all be having like a regular cycle.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's natural.
That's the thing.
That was an interesting discussion anyway on the pill.
Just learning every day.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone has any comments, comment onto the show through the website or tweet us at urn.1350.
Hey, give us a tweet.
Yeah,
we'll like that.
Our next song is Good Girls by Crystal Fighters.